This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health, another edition this hour featuring the talents and thoughts and research of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Great place to go if you're, I don't know how many people are traveling to Florida these days, but should you find yourself in the Orlando area, you can certainly look up Ken, or you can do the telemedicine connection to his office at 352-735-1400. Ken spends a good deal of time every week doing research in his office, and he's a cardiological care person. And he also does a great job at understanding much of the jargon that comes from the medical journals so that we can understand in pure and simple ways how the research that's being done is applied to our everyday lives. I know a lot of people, Ken, around the country who have the good thing is the word of mouth spreading and new stations. For example, this week for the first time, we have KHOB in Hobbs, New Mexico, listening to the program. So that's a good thing. Welcome into the folks in Hobbs, New Mexico. Every week, Ken and Dr. Jack, Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell, spend an hour each talking about the issues, the medical issues of the week. Certainly over the past 4, 5, 6 months, COVID has been number one. I'd like to think that we could move off of that a little bit, Ken, now that we seem, you and Jack agree, not on all, not on a lot of stuff, except who you're voting for president. The idea that there is a curve or a whatever, the apex has been reached, and we're on the downhill side of COVID. Not that we shouldn't still pay attention, but there are so many more things going on. Let's spend a little time on some COVID developments and then move into, I've said this now for the last 3 weeks, we go on to other things, and we never seem to quite get there, even though I think you feel comfortable in saying that we have been through the worst of this. Would you?
Well, I can't wait till COVID-19 is a boring topic, but it is no longer a medically boring topic. It's definitely the number one medical topic right now, and it's going to be, and hopefully by the end of the year we have a vaccine, and hopefully by the beginning of the new year, anyone who wants a vaccine will get one, and this becomes a totally boring topic. But we're not there yet, but there is really some hope. If you look at the national curve, if you look at some of the local state curves, the hospital admissions, the number of deaths definitely is decreasing. Even with all the testing that we're doing, the number of tests, most importantly, the number of percent positive tests is declining. And this is very hopeful. There are still some pockets that aren't coming down, but in general, the numbers look much better. It's not a sign yet to stop wearing the mask, stop the social distancing,
no,
stop keeping your hands clean. But
yeah,
I think we have a way of keeping this under control where we can live our life. We've identified those who are at high risk of severe COVID-19, which is a horrible illness. Fortunately, most who get COVID-19, it's a zero, minimal, or mild illness, but the 10 to 15% of people, and we've talked the last number of weeks, who are at high risk of getting severe COVID-19. Those are the people we want to protect because we can't afford to lose a single listener.
Well, having said what you just said about testing, one wonders why the CDC would suggest or change its course on testing guidelines, suggesting that some people without any symptoms don't need to get tested. Do you agree with that?
You are so political. Gosh, I can't. Well,
that's political?
No, well, I'm not sure why the CDC said that. That is the controversy of the moment, it just seems like I want to hear the CDC be interviewed.
Well, they haven't given a reason for the change.
Exactly. And I'm not sure why they said that, whether they know something we don't know, but it just seems that on the surface, and that's why I always reserve jumping on top of somebody's throat till I hear what they have to say, why they're saying it, and I don't want to believe what I read on these things. I want to hear it for myself. I want to interpret it and question it for myself. And you know, I'm reading these third and fourth hand comments on this that those who are exposed that don't have symptoms, the CDC is saying, should not get tested. And I am so sure that's out of context. I want to hear directly from an interview from the CDC comment on that, because that doesn't quite compute to my knowledge of what's going on.
Well, the news media says that, according to the CDC, the directive itself came from the top of the administration.
Right. And I don't believe anything I read in the news media unless I see it for myself, hear it for myself, expose it for myself. I know what's going on in medicine right now, and you just can't believe on the surface what's going on. Because, I mean, look at hydroxychloroquine and the interview that Dr. Rich from Yale just had and exposed all of the nonsense that's going on in the media about that. Harvard, Yale professor, MD, PhD, just exposed all of the baloney that's going on in the media with hydroxychloroquine in a national interview. So, when you bring these out, it's very hard for me to believe what's going on being reported in medicine unless I investigate it for myself. And I haven't heard the CDC head myself comment on that. That's why I'm a little hesitant to jump on it.
So the database at campus at college and university about outbreaks, do you believe that information is correct?
I think if you go drinking with a number of people who have COVID-19, you're all going to spread it. I mean, what is so surprising? If you don't, we know how to get COVID-19. We know how to protect ourselves from COVID-19. And if you don't wear a mask,
the kids don't seem to give a damn.
Well, they think that they have a minimal disease and they're going to, they're going to get over it, and it's nothing.
To be fair, it isn't as bad as it was.
Well,
then now there is this business about the twin, what do they call it? A twin flu or something, but it's not called.
Well, the problem is that they can expose it to people,
right,
who are 65 or older, who might be obese, have diabetes, have an active immune system, have heart disease. All these people who are at risk have cancer, have emphysema, asthma, people who are at risk of getting severe COVID-19. And that's why this is problematic. And, the college kids, they're college kids.
All right. So, anyway, the essence of what we are doing here is to provide you with as much optional information, and you figure out for yourself what makes sense. Ken certainly is right on it with his research. Speaking of being right on it, Calitrin is right on it. These people at Calitrin are really something special. They follow through. They do such a great job. You can talk to anybody. You can go online or you can call them. You can do either of those two things to find out how this can work for you. Calitrin is the weight loss formula, all natural, stimulant free, drug free. Collagen protein is its main ingredient. We all know, Ken tells us all the time, how many people, a third of Americans are obese, and you are susceptible to getting the COVID and other things as well. Heavens, he's a cardiologist, so he knows what weight will do to your body in terms of what it does to your heart and your circulatory system. So why not make a decision right now to proceed with a weight loss program that is healthy? It's safe weight loss. That is using Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one choice for healthy weight loss. No stimulants, no drugs available right now. So why do you put it off? Go to toploss.com and check out all of the stimulating information from people who've been on this thing. They've lost weight. They look great. Pictures galore. Toploss.com. DJV is the code to use, so you don't have to pay for shipping. And you get their buy three, get three free. I believe this is a six-month program. You pay for three, you get three free. Each bottle is a month in the making. And when your body starts getting used to losing the weight, you need to keep it off, and that's what Calitrin does with a, I think you should stay on it all the time, because it's just good for your body in so many different ways. You make the decision, get the information, educate yourself, go to toploss.com, check out all of the various success stories, the science behind it, use the discount code DJV when you're checking out for the best deal.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day Health program. Scientists have discovered that the symptoms from COVID appear in a specific order. I find this to be intriguing, Ken. What's the story?
It's published this week in Frontiers in Public Health. It's very important for everybody to hear that individuals infected with COVID-19 will likely experience symptoms in the following order. Number one, you'll get a fever. Next, coughing and muscle pain. Next, nausea, vomiting, or both. And last, diarrhea. Individuals infected with COVID-19 are highly infectious, demonstrating a rate of 2 to 3 times more contagious than influenza. Also, as the outbreaks of COVID-19 occur in clusters, early identification of the disease may reduce their number and size. And that's what's going on in the college campuses. They are occurring in clusters, and the kids are not doing the right things, and the ones who are not doing the right things, that's where the outbreaks are occurring. But very importantly, the upshot of all this is getting your temperature measured does make a big difference. That little device that we're putting near your forehead, not having to touch you, and the little device that we do measure your temperature is so important in seeing how you're doing, diagnosing this. What they didn't mention in this study is loss of taste and smell. In some studies, although not seen in the majority of people who get COVID-19, may be actually even an earlier symptom, but here in this study, for the majority, it is fever.
Fever. Remember the old Peggy Lee song? Everybody's got the fever. The fever, the symptoms, and how they occur. All right, as we continue here in a few moments, a couple of more things on COVID, including what blood pressure medicines may do to help you. We'll find out from Ken. Are you going to be helped if you're on blood pressure meds? We'll find out that. Plus plasma treatment benefits. Is that something that's good? Ken's thoughts on that as we continue here. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's edition of Good Day Health. You can find the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moving back into our COVID zone for a few more minutes with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. The blood pressure medications that you prescribe for a lot of your patients, how do they impact someone who's got COVID?
There are two classes of common blood pressure medications which seem actually tied to better survival against COVID-19. Doug, this is out of Current Atherosclerosis Report this week, the medical journal. These findings should reassure all of us that the two types of medications, they're called angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors, or ACE inhibitors, and angiotensin receptor blockers, or ARBs. Those are ACE inhibitors or ARBs, two families of blood pressure-lowering medicines. The prills, the ACE inhibitors, like Zestril, Lisinopril, common examples, they do not harm COVID-19 patients. The reason why this was a big concern initially is because, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but the ACE receptor, especially in the nose, is where the virus binds to the human body. And the concern was that if you were on these drugs that block these receptors, it would stimulate the body to make more receptors, so you'd be more susceptible to the virus. But this turns out to be wrong. If you're on ACE inhibitors or ARBs for your blood pressure, you know you are, stay on them. They actually may make you live longer, this specific class of blood pressure lowering drugs. If you have high blood pressure, make sure you get it controlled, because having uncontrolled high blood pressure is definitely a risk factor for getting severe COVID-19. In fact, all the risk factors for heart disease are obesity, diabetes, especially big time risk factors for getting severe COVID-19.
In general, are you finding more people aware of the danger when they come to your office and they're under your care anyway? Most of the people, or many of them, are overweight, they have diabetes, all the things that we talk about frequently. But are they aware of the danger that they're in with COVID specifically because of their weight and things in their body, the condition of their body?
Well, after they leave my office, they certainly are. But what is amazing is all of the things that I advocate as a preventive cardiologist also lowers your risk of getting COVID-19, the severe form. It is amazing how the two parallel each other. So everything you do that the heart doctor tells you to prevent heart disease lowers your risk of getting the severe form of COVID-19. And that's what you're really concerned about. That's this horrible head-to-toe infectious disease where the blood clots from head to toe in all the arteries. And that's the one that people are dying from it. You just don't want that. Fortunately, the vast majority, 85% probably get no symptoms, minimal symptoms, up to mild to moderate symptoms. And it's fascinating to me that the same virus in some people create minimal disease, and the same virus in other people create the most horrible disease you can imagine.
It's so frustrating to me to think that people have to know what's going on when you see these huge people, these men and women in their late 30s and their 40s, who are just huge.
Obesity is the number one risk factor for severe COVID-19.
The FDA has admitted to overstating plasma treatment benefits. Didn't we say early on that plasma, the blood plasma thing, was probably a good deal, a good thing?
Well,
what could it hurt?
It was a matter of tone, and it is effective, but I think the FDA chief expressed too much enthusiasm, as a real cure for it, and he's backtracking because they're holding him to the letter of his words, and he should be accurate, and I think he was misaccurate, and that's all he's trying to do.
I'm quite a believer in this, aren't you? I think you've told me that plasma does a lot of good.
I think it does, but it's not going to cure everybody.
Not for COVID, but in general.
You're in the intensive care unit, not doing well. It's definitely something that should be tried. And we just wish that, very early on, you would have gotten hydroxychloroquine, as Dr. Risch at Yale University advocates, could have saved tens of thousands of lives if that had been used like other countries are being used. And Dr. Risch, Yale University.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health, podcast gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The folks at Epson recently commissioned a survey about working from home, and among other things, they found that up to 20% of us have the TV on. So how can you be more efficient? Karen Rowden from Epson has some tips.
Absolutely. I think if you're going to work from home, you do need to have your tech in place. You need to have your phone, you need to have your laptop, you need to have your printer, you need to have all of the software, Zoom and Teams, just all of our Epson teams. We've been working on Zoom and Team Chat, so you need to have your tech in place if you're going to be able to work effectively from home.
And what about a reliable printer?
From a printer perspective, I really do recommend an EcoTank printer. It's a super tank printer that has tanks of ink instead of cartridges, and so it comes with up to 2 years' worth of ink.
And those tanks of ink mean less trips to the store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump accepting the Republican nomination last night as the Republican National Convention wrapped up. He said there has never been such a difference between two political parties in America than there is today.
We want our sons and daughters to know the truth. America is the greatest and most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
A huge civil rights march is taking place today on this 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. Among those headed that way is this man from Harlem, New York.
There's a lot of things going on affecting the community, specifically the African-American community, and it's very necessary for our presence.
Several speeches are planned at the event, including from Martin Luther King III and the Reverend Al Sharpton. This is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
COVID-19 changing lives in some unexpected ways, and that includes the lives of children, especially as they begin to return to classrooms in many cases, and John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental levels.
The head of the CDC is backtracking on his recent change to the COVID-19 testing guidelines, as Director Robert Redfield now says anyone who's been in contact with a confirmed or probable COVID-19 patient should get tested. A few days ago, he had said only people who showed symptoms of the virus had to be tested. And one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo has passed away. Joe Ruby's family saying the cartoonist died of natural causes at his Los Angeles home on Wednesday. He and his animation partner Ken Spears created the cartoon Scooby-Doo in 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Second half hour of this week's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The airlines and how they are fighting, I suppose, maybe just public facilities in general. Your observation of what's going on, I mean, I was on a plane last week, as you know. They seem to clean things up. They gave us stuff to clean up as well around our surfaces and the seats and the trays and all that stuff, and they had done that sort of thing. American says it's going to use a new surface coating that'll kill the virus for up to 7 days. It's called SurfaceWise 2, promises to provide added protection for travelers. It immobilizes viruses and bacteria within 2 hours and keeps working for a week. What do you make of that, Ken? Is that something that should be popularized and used not just in airplanes but everywhere if it is what they say it is?
Well, it's good information. Most of people who get COVID get it by breathing it in through the nose. Mm-hmm. It's in the air. That's the most important way that most people who get COVID get it. Most of the receptors for it are in your nose, and probably 90% of us breathe in the air where the COVID is and then get it. So what you want to do is keep your nose covered with a mask, and that's your best means of preventing it, and staying 6 feet away if you're not wearing the mask or more, and try and keep your hands clean. That's what you're talking about. But the most important thing is keeping your nose covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's that makes some excellent sense. Okay, let's get on to some other things here that you've researched. Ken is a researcher. In addition to being, he's got a doctorate degree. Well, he has a PhD, an MD, and DVM. You got more doctorates than you can count. This is a report that dying people may still be able to hear. Is something that is, this is after you've been declared dead? Can people hear? Is that what this study shows?
No, this is very close to death where people are unconscious, and all of us, unfortunately, are going to experience this with a friend or family member, and you're not sure if you can still communicate. And the news here, this was done with a hospice, many patients, a Canadian analysis, and it found out that your dying friend or loved one can hear you, even if they appear unresponsive. This is in scientific reports this week. Even if they appear unresponsive, dying people may still be able to hear, and that's the takeaway from this Canadian analysis of hospice patients in Vancouver. It appears that a dying brain can respond to sound, even in an unconscious state, up to the last hours of life.
Huh. All right. That's interesting to know. Never would have thought. You think the same thing could be true with eyes, smell, any of our senses?
It seemed like the last sense to go was the hearing.
Hearing. Huh. Interesting. All right. And remember that old line from Bob Hope and John Wayne, when they were both wishing each other a happy birthday, and they both said to each other, "I hope that I live forever, and the last voice I hear is yours." That didn't, however, pan out well for either of them. They're both gonzo, at any rate. There's a study here suggesting that napping may not be good. I thought napping was good no matter what, but apparently, according to this study, it's not. You want to tell us about it?
European Society of Cardiology, occurring this week virtually. A frequent need to nap could be a red flag, Doug, for future heart problems and a higher risk of early death. Long naps lasting more than an hour are associated with a 34% increased risk of heart disease and a 30% greater risk of death, according to this combined results of 20 previous studies. Overall, naps of any length are associated with a 19% increased risk of premature death.
I'm a napper, as you know, so I ought to be careful about that. Do we define too long? You know, sometimes I take a 15-minute nap, sometimes a half hour. If I had four hours sleep last night, so I might sleep for an hour today if I take a nap.
This study is saying any sort of nap, and they're saying, you know, a nap lasting more than an hour is even worse. And I think that that's what this study is trying to identify, is that how important sleep and getting 7 to 8 hours a night is. And it may not be so much the fact that you're napping. It's just pointing out that you need a nap because you didn't get the 7 to 8 hours.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a second. There are plenty of days when I've had 7 or 8 hours of sleep, and I feel like when I'm at a high pitch of activity and I slow down.
And you still need a nap?
I don't need one, but I want to take one. The feeling of taking a nap.
You may want to look at this study a little harder.
Nah, I don't want to look at it harder.
Because it's a combination of multiple studies, a study of studies, 20 previous studies combined.
You know my body as well as I do. You think that napping has hurt me over the years?
You may be an outlier. We don't know how you would have done with getting 7 to 8 every night without it. I mean, so I think you're making the best of it. That's the best I can say.
All right, that's good. All right, next question here for heart expert Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The risk of having a heart attack in this study for men who have anxiety, depression. Is there an age attached to this?
This is a study that also being reported in the European Society of Cardiology. It's middle-aged men who are anxious or depressed teens are at increased risk for a heart attack, according to this large long-term study. And here's the details you were asking about, though. It included more than 238,000 men born between 1952 and 1956 who underwent extensive exams when they were 18 or 19 years old and were followed to age 58. Men diagnosed with anxiety or depression in their late teens teens have a 20% higher risk of heart attack than those who do not. So these are baby boomers, and the results are what they are. So make sure that mental illness is taken care of, because it definitely can affect the heart.
Right. The idea of having a lot of information has worked well here. Tens of thousands of people every week and month are listening to our Good Day Health Show podcast. As a matter of fact, the most recent one with Dr. Ken is a focus in part on the saliva test that was approved by the FDA that affects those people who want to get tested for COVID. We've talked about different things, different ways of getting tested. We also talk in this podcast about vaccinations and how people are getting them in general, not just the regular COVID vaccinations that were on the horizon, but flu vaccines and that sort of thing. So Ken shares also lots of stories every week. The essence of Good Day Health is aimed at helping you understand what is going on, certainly with Ken and his research abilities. You have a lot of credibility, so I invite you, if you don't hear all of our conversations, anytime you want to get caught up on some of the past discussions, they're all in order at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need to get it done, from computers to chairs, webcams to networking accessories. This week, it's Staples Chair Event. You'll find a wide selection for the home or office, with select chairs up to 40% off. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big. This week at Staples. Ends 8/29. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with, okay, I said we'd get away from COVID, but, and maybe this is not just for COVID, but there is a study that you reference that is it's a study of mask usage and how it does protect and what it protects you from, I guess, right? And maybe this goes for not just the COVID thing. Maybe we should all wear masks all the time. What do you think?
Well, I think this may influence the severity of the flu season if we get our flu shots and also wear masks, social distance, keep our hands clean. It may have a dramatic effect on also the flu season this year. But this comes out of a report that was posted August 17th that face coverings can block 99.9% of respiratory droplets when a person speaks or coughs, significantly lowering the risk of coronavirus transmission. Wearing a face mask covering will reduce the probability that someone unknowingly is infected with the virus, will pass it on.
Pass it on. All right. Honey in the morning. You want to sing with me? Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time.
Be
my little honey.
And
love
you.
Me all the time.
All the time.
Honey is something that I love to take. Local, good local honey. This latest study proves what? Shows what? What do we need to know about honey now that we may not have known before?
Well, it shows another example about how you're ahead of the curve and ahead of the time and predicted the science. And we know the problems with over-the-counter cold medicines. They're not really great for most of us. They also can have side effects. And this is published in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, that although there may be no cure for the common cold, a spoonful of honey may make it less miserable. Parents have long used honey to soothe kids' sore throat and cough, probably because their parents did it. But this review of 14 clinical trials finds there's some science to back it up. Overall, adults and kids given honey had less severe, less frequent coughing spells than those who received the usual care, including over-the-counter cough syrups, cold and allergy medicines, and painkillers. And while honey might not be a slam dunk against cold symptoms, it's reasonable to give it a try. So why not keep some honey there the next time you have a cold? Try it and see what happens, and it probably will do some good.
Try it, you'll like it. It is local, local, local honey. Excellent. Maybe you get a little blueberry honey, whatever, but it's the local stuff. And the reason that we say local is because the pollination, the bees are local, and they react, or they're helping enhance your protection against things that are local.
They have their own antibodies that they
right.
put in the honey.
Yeah, and that helps. I mean, I use it because
yes.
I have such a horrible reaction
yes.
now, coughs and that sort of thing, because of what I'm allergic to. And they really, it's a great way of addressing that. So hopefully that'll help you out a little bit. Make sure it's local honey, though. Okay, next item of interest that you have studied is a focus on stress and anger and what that does to your heart.
More effects of the mind on the heart. This is out of the Journal of Cardiac Failure. If you suffer from heart failure, try to stay calm. Stress and anger may make your condition worse. Mental stress is common in heart failure patients. You know, easy for me to say, but due to the complexities of managing the disease, progressively worsening function, and frequent medical issues and hospitalizations, stress and anger do become issues. But just remember that stress and anger do make it worse, and you're not doing it for your health.
Not doing it for your health. All right. So we got time for a couple of more here. You're always onto this pot thing. I see there's a study done on teen pot use that may be climbing again because of legalization. Would that go? I mean, teenagers know how to get pot, Ken, whether it's legal or it's illegal. Talk to any teenager in California. They'll tell you they know exactly where to. I mean, the black market in California is more prolific than the legitimate sales are of marijuana. So what's the... other than this is just a statement, is there anything else to it?
Well, it's just a report in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that a fact that you see the correlation between the legalization and the use, and they're both, and it's going up in with the legalization. And the concern is that as it becomes legal and looks like it's legal, the conclusion among the teens is that it's safe. And for routine fun use, it's not.
Mm-hmm. I think that's... I'm not an advocate of using it. I just think that there's a market for it, and so it's a business, much as anything else. There are a lot of good things that come from it, and oftentimes it's confused with hemp, which is also a problem. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Past the hour now. Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. First question comes from my own experience, Ken. When I was in Los Angeles last week, I was examined. I haven't actually told you this. I don't think I have, because you're a very important cog in the wheel of my own fitness and my own medical health. I went to see two people, a bone density scan person, a doctor who specializes in that, and also a doctor who specializes in arthritis. And we were talking about my L4 and the pinched nerve there, and the back pain that I have and the sciatica that I have, and how they're connected to this L4. And I wonder now if they gave me some recommendations. If somebody came to you and said, I got this back, I have sciatica, what do you tell them to take or to do?
If they have a nerve compression?
Yeah, or any good kind of back pain, sciatica, the two of them in my case are connected, but I don't know that they always are. But, you know, what do you take of this? Like this doctor said to me, do you want meds? And I said, no. And he said, okay, then take, he said, what do you do? I said, well, if it gets really bad, I take a couple of Aleve.
He says, I like one of my favorite types of doctors who are not really well known. They're MDs, physical medicine and rehab doctors, PMR. And I think they're great for this because most patients don't need surgery here, at least immediately or ever. And the physical medicine and rehab doctors try to use physical therapy and changes in activity, changes in lifestyle, sometimes some medications without getting to surgery. So the treatment here, the conservative treatment, is activity changes, sometimes braces, physical rehabilitation, And the PMR doctor is excellent. Sometimes the chiropractor can help here, but I like to get the PMR doctor involved, and we get some great results.
Okay. So working together, having a team is what you're sort of suggesting, right?
Because it's going to take good coordination of physical therapy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it true that poor oral health increases your risk of cancer?
Well, I think that poor oral health increases your risk of so much because it just increases inflammation in the body, and increased inflammation will lead to increased cancer, will lead to increased heart disease, and just deteriorate the body. So keeping good oral health, keeping your gums healthy is so important to overall head-to-toe good health.
I was watching Dr. Oz, so a listener says. He encourages people to eat chocolate because it boosts the health of your heart. You agree?
Well, in moderation, maybe a small square of dark chocolate.
He says moderate. He does say moderate chocolate intake.
The problem with chocolate is that it also has a lot of saturated fat in it, and that can offset the benefits. But there are some good antioxidants. What you want to do is have, if you want to eat chocolate, you know, just a small square of dark chocolate, enjoy it, but don't overdo it.
I heard you, this person says, talking about the flu and COVID together. Can a severe flu attack, is there such a thing as an attack, a flu attack? Getting the flu, I get that. Can the regular flu trigger any problems with your heart?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have learned in the last several years that getting the flu subsequently in the next 6 months increases your risk of getting a heart attack. And that's why, unless you're allergic to the vaccine for flu and unless you're under 6 months, please get a flu vaccine. And the time to get it is starting in September. September and October is the time when you want to get the flu vaccine. And for those older than 65, there's a special vaccine this year if you're at especially high risk of getting any of the complications from flu.
How, where do you get that?
Just talk to
your doctor.
And often the place they're sending you to these days is to the pharmacy, which I think is fine for a trained pharmacist who's used to doing it. But so many of the medical offices are sending people to your pharmacy.
All right. Check out Dr. Ken's advice and research at the podcast site, GoodDayHealthShow.com. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.